We left our friends and our kins back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets that she was begging for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Her eyes, they shone with laughter when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. A man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kinda like the streets of Baltimore. Job. I ran an old machine. I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. When I'd come home from working late with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. I'd give anything to take her back to what she used to be. But I guess she loved those city lights more than she loved me. So I'm heading home on that same train that brought me here before. For my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. For all the folks from Baltimore or Maryland. I guess a lot of folks are from Maryland here too. All right. Now, in case you don't know it, that's West Virginia there, folks. Uh-oh, we've got some West Virginia folks. Did you come down off of that mountain here? All right. What was that? Uh-oh, Milwaukee. You from Milwaukee? All right. I'll just do it for you, all right? Now let's see here. Milwaukee. Oh, yeah, I know. Jerry Lee Lewis, he had a song about Milwaukee, didn't he? Yes, he did. I gotta put new strings on my guitar. I put them on the last year when I was here, and they've been good till now. They're like me, they're giving out. Well, you know, we did, I used to open shows for Jerry Lee Lewis back when he put out that country record, you know, back in the 60s. And he liked our style of music, he really did. Of course, a lot of those rockers from Memphis out there, they were listening to Bill Monroe and the Grand Ole Opry back there in the 40s. And so, you know, that it influenced a lot of those guys, the Blue Suede Shoes guy, you know. The way he played that Laker guitar was the same way Bill Monroe played that mandolin on the Grand Ole Opry, see? There you go, like that. That stuff, you know? Did he? Hey, now, banjo students, did he teach you that lick this week? Did he? Okay. Well, now, let's see. Now, he don't play that on this song, but I just thought I'd tell you that. Whew! I know Elvis Presley, you know, the first song he recorded was Blue Moon of Kentucky, Keep On Shining. And he played the Grand Ole Opry, you know, after he got famous there in 1954. He played the Opry. And Bill Monroe, Elvis came over to Bill Monroe, and he said, of course, he loved Bill Monroe's bluegrass style music, you know. And he said, Bill, I hope you don't mind. I recorded your song, and I did it a little different than you did. And naturally, it was a little different than Bill Monroe. Of course, Bill Monroe wrote the song, and he wanted to apologize to him, you know. And Bill Monroe said, that's fine. You just go ahead. If it helps you, you go ahead and do it. Of course, he was getting some really good checks in the mailbox, so he didn't argue with Elvis at all. Now, this is not an Elvis song. I don't know why I said this. This was his buddy, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis. They were big buddies. They used to ride around Memphis, Tennessee with nothing but a pair of cowboy boots on. Nothing but, not even a hat, just a pair of cowboy boots. Now, see, we missed it, didn't we? We went down there. Big Harley Davidsons, two of them, riding a motorcycle. With the clothes they were born in. Now, this is not about Memphis, this is about Milwaukee, huh?